As we continue in worship, we have the opportunity to read upon the scriptures. Maybe reading in the Gospel of Luke, the fifth chapter, verses 1 through 11. The words can be found on the screen. Once while Jesus was standing beside the lake of Gennesaret, and the crowd was pressing in on him to hear the word of God, he saw two boats there at the shore of the lake. The fishermen had gone out of them and were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little way from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the crowds from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep water and let down your nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we have worked all night long, but I have caught nothing. Yet, if you say so, I will let down the nets." When they had done this, they caught so many fish that their nets were beginning to break. So they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats so that they began to sink. But when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." For he and all who were with him were amazed at the catch of the fish that they had taken. And so also were James and John, sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching people." When they had brought their boats to shore, they left everything and followed him. This is the word of the Lord for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious God, we give you thanks for this day, for this time together in community. Lord, I ask that you would speak through me and inspire me this day, that your word might be proclaimed and we might hear what you would have to say to us today. We pray this in Christ's holy name. Amen. You know, sometimes I feel like it's easy to get bogged down. It's common for us to look at our current surroundings and allow them to dictate our attitude and outlook towards the future. Sometimes we can feel like maybe we're in a cycle of impossibility, and if we're not careful in this looking at the cycle of impossibility, we forget about the possibilities that lie ahead. We go through ups and downs. I do, and you do too. Sometimes the world's right, and sometimes it's not. Sometimes our life feels like we can't keep up, and sometimes it feels like we can't move. Sometimes we feel like we're stuck. For the next few weeks, we're going to talk about dreaming. Dreaming. So much of our dreams can depend on how we decide. We're going to talk about and lead through the next few weeks along with the Bible and the scriptures. I'm looking at a book called Dream Big by Bob Goff. And invite us over the next few weeks to kind of look at inward and to look at where we see God and who we are and to think about what God is asking us to do, both as individuals and as a community. We're kind of gearing up. Most, you know, it's kind of hard to know, like, years. Like, some calendar year, January through December. Some look at years, appointment seasons, June through July. And then some look at school years, which is about to start, you know, August through May. We look at years different ways, and so we're gearing up in my family for another year, school year, that is. So in this morning's scripture, we read about how some of the fishermen had been out in their boats all night fishing, and on this particular night, well, I don't know how often this happened to them, but they caught nothing. Now, these weren't like your normal casual fishermen. They were professional folks, and they probably, fished these waters many, many times, but tonight they didn't catch anything, and so well, you know, that's not great. Their families may go hungry. They don't make what they need to survive. And so, unlike many of us who can have a freezer full of food and both in our house and out in our garage, who can go out and pull out anything for the evening, well, if Andrew, Simon, Peter, James, John came back to the shore empty-handed, it was bad. And on this particular night, they were unsuccessful. So they came back to the shore after that night of fishing, and they parked their boats, and they were cleaning their nets, you know, getting all that bad juju off from the night before, and maybe there was something on the net that the fish were like, nah, you're not tricking me this time. Maybe there was something that was something on the net that they didn't catch anything. Maybe, who knows, their bad luck. Jesus was on the shore preaching to a curious crowd, folks who had heard about Jesus, who had maybe heard about his healing miracles, him casting out demons, and there were so many people around Jesus as he was preaching and talking that Jesus needed a little more space. And so he saw these boats. He went and got on one of the boats and began teaching and preaching from the boat. Well, the boat he got on was Simon's, whose mother-in-law Jesus had recently healed. And so after Jesus got on the boat, he asked Simon to give a little bit more space, to push out from the shore, and he began to teach. I'm sure Simon was, you know, finishing up, cleaning his net, ready to pack up and go home. But Jesus said, no, I have another thing I need you to do. I'm sure Simon probably, you know, took a deep breath, maybe a sigh, and said, you know, all right, Jesus, you know, I've been out on these waters. I know these waters. I'm ready to go home. But he did as Jesus asked him to do. You know, many of us may be in moments of kind of a deep breath, sigh type status. We watch the news, we read about things, and we just take another deep breath. We're tired, maybe we're a little frustrated. We look around the world with wars and political discourse, difficulties and sickness, and we say, when will it get better? We've put in years and years of work, sleepless nights, we've baited our hooks and thrown them out into the water over and over again, maybe not literally, but figuratively, day after day, and we wonder, when will we get that catch? When will we catch that break? We keep showing up as Jesus has asked us to do, as he's instructed us to do. Maybe we're a little tired. Maybe we feel like our dream is not going the way we had anticipated. You know, and while none of us enjoy looking at unsuccessful dreams and tough times, Jesus doesn't want us to ignore them. You see, Jesus wants us to trust him through them. They can often provide us vital clues and important pieces and help us recognize God's dreams for our life. God doesn't beat us up when we don't accomplish dreams, for we are all human, but he embraces us and loves us through them and with them. And so we don't have to act like we have it all figured out when we go after big things, but we take faithful step after step, learning, growing in humility, self-awareness. You see, in Jesus telling Simon to inviting him back onto the boat and to push out into the waters once again, God visibly says, I'm in the boat with you. Push out a little further. Keep putting your net into the water. Don't give up. And when Simon does so, when he trusts Jesus to put his net back into the water, well, The results exceeded anything Simon, Peter, Andrew, James, and John could have imagined. Their nets were so full, they began to tear, and their boats were on the verge of sinking. But you see, even more than that, seeing what Jesus was able to do through them, invited them to another change. The real change occurred when they got back to the shore and Peter fell to his knees before Jesus, and Jesus offered them a change, and he offered them a challenge. He said, "Come with me, and I will make you fishers of men." And they were offered the opportunity and the calling to leave everything and follow. In the book Dream Big, Bob Goff says, "Faith is what you do about what you believe." Faith is about what you do about what you believe. You see, we won't ever make our dreams become a reality or come to life by ignoring that still small voice that speaks to us and encourages us to not only think about what we believe, but do something about it. And there's often this silent flip of a switch that happens when we make this determination about something we want. When we move from just thinking or believing something to doing something about it, there's a switch that takes place. Whether it's getting healthy, being healthy and staying healthy, or whether it's saving or paying off something, there's a switch when we finally say, "I'm tired of just thinking about it," and actually doing it. It's this point where we move from just thinking about the ambition to actually doing something about it. Jesus is inviting the disciples to push out into deep waters, to push out into the waters of their faith. And it's in those deep waters, with those empty nets, with those frustrations, with that tiredness, that God gives them clarity to their calling. You know, sometimes the road to fulfillment lies in waters that we've been in. Sometimes it lies in deeper waters than where we've ever gone. And so I wonder where Jesus is will call us to lower our nets. What waters Jesus will call us to cast our nets. Andrew, Simon, Peter, James, and John left their nets to become fishers of men, disciples, apostles. And it all started that morning after they had worked all night and caught not a fish. It all happened when Jesus got on the boat and said, "Cast here." As we look around the world, you know, I think it becomes a place where we can sometimes feel like we can be complacent. Maybe we've decided, well, this is the way things are just going to be. And I think as we go after dreams and God's dreams, we have to replace what we've settled for what we're longing for. If we have a dream that we want to accomplish for ourselves or for the world collectively to resemble God's kingdom, then we can't just settle for the way things are. We have to share God's light brightly into those challenging places. There's a story about a doctor of philosophy, and he said when he was a small child during the war, they lived in this remote village. One day he found this piece of mirror on the side of the street. It was kind of fragmented. It was fragmented, of course, broken, but he picked it up and kind of was able to shape the mirror into a circle. And so he carried it with him wherever he went. And he started playing this game with himself and seeing if he could reflect light into dark places, into deep holes and crevices. And as he grew older, he came to understand it as a metaphor for what he might do with his life. He came to understand that he wasn't the light, but he could reflect the light. He was a reflection, or could hold the reflection and shine that light into dark places. He didn't have the whole mirror. He just had a piece of the mirror, a fragment of the mirror. He never saw what the whole mirror looked like. He said, nevertheless, with what I have, I can reflect light into the dark places of the world and change some things. Perhaps others may see and do likewise. That was his dream: to change, reflect light. In this morning's reading, we see that it wasn't when the disciples had full nets that Jesus came and created change in their lives, but we see that it was in this moment of emptiness, maybe frustration, tiredness, that Jesus came and called the disciples to follow him. As Jesus called the disciples, we see that no one going into something big, a big dream, a big ambition, a big challenge and change is going to get there on their own. Jesus got on that boat with Simon, but the fish became so big that they needed more people to come and help. So as I think about big dreams, when I think about a big world that looks like the world that God has called us to be a part of, I think it's about walking and working with one another in community, in relationship, that we're all unique, that we all need each other. And I think it's only when we figure that out that together we accomplish God's dreams, big dreams. Let us pray. Lord, we love you and we thank you for coming to us, the setting an example for us, and to calling us to the life that you desire, a life that is so much bigger than we could ever dream or imagine, but Lord, as we seek you and as we follow you, we know that as we trust that you can work through tiredness and frustration to fill us with your grace and your love and your hope. And so Lord, as we seek to listen to you and as we seek to follow the dreams that you have for us individually and for our community and for our world, may we be attentive and open to listening to your voice and not just listening, but acting upon it, allowing our actions to follow what we believe and what we say. We love you and we thank you for this time together. We pray this in Christ's holy name. Amen.